एक हो गए हम और तुम,
हम हम हम
तो उड़ गई निंदेरे,
हम
एक हो गए हम और तुम, तो उड़ गई निंदेरे, और खन की पायल मस्ती में तो कंगन।
मुझे डर इस बात का है बस कि कहीं ना ये रात निकल जाए, मेरी इतनी भी पास दुआ मत कहीं मेरे हाथों से न बात निकल जाए।
बोलूंगा सच में जो दे तू इजाजत, सबर भी अब करने लगा बकावत, सुल्फे हैं जालिम और आंखें हैं आफत, लगता है होने वाली है कयामत।
Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of Chaat Masala. You've got my co-host Basanti with me.
Hey guys, welcome back. We are here with a new episode. We have a little bit of gossip, couple of new trailers, and then we're gonna talk about Dangal, which I'm like super excited about, and Okay Janu, and we are also gonna talk a little bit about Deepika, who has just come out with XXX.
I know, it's funny because every time you Google XXX, all the porn comes up. And so you're like, no, that's not what I'm looking for.
You know what? That happened to me also.
Yes, because you're trying to, like, I'm like trying to find like all the directors and all the names and stuff. And I'm like, okay, stop. I'm not looking for porn. I guess you should look for Xander Cage.
It's so that funny. Because like, I've been like going XXX news because I'm like trying to figure out what the box office was.
Yes.
And it's always like porn news.
Yes,
and I'm
exactly.
Anyway, so fun fact, you know, XXX.
Yes, please look for Xander Cage.
Yeah, I think that was also like the initially, like in the first XXX movie, that was like the thrill of it.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But also, like, FX or something was playing the old XXX, and I didn't realize that XXX did not have Vin Diesel before. It had Ice Cube or Ice T.
Started with Vin Diesel, but Vin Diesel dies at the end of the movie, if I remember correctly. And then XXX2 did not have Vin Diesel. It had Ice Cube.
T.
Ice
yeah,
Cube. Sorry.
Cube.
One of them. And then it really bombed at the box office. And now they came up with XXX3, where it's like, ooh, which you know if you've seen the movie, Xander is alive.
Whatever. And, very confusing.
Yeah, and which means they brought him back.
Anyhow, so we've got lots of gossip like that to talk about. So let's start. Okay, so we have Trouble Coffee with Karan as usual, because obviously we get all our gossip from Coffee with Karan during this season. And yep, we've got a bunch to talk about. So let me just list out all the ones and then we can all mash them together. So we've got Kareena and Sonam. Ooh. And in no order, okay, I don't remember which order they came in. Shahid and Meera, Jacqueline and Sid, Amir Khan and the girls, and then PC.
Alone.
Which was the last. Alone, which is, I think, a huge thing to say anyway. So let's start with Kareena and Sonam.
Oh my gosh. Kareena is like this.
It's Kareena. I mean, she has so much. It's funny because she's always the gossip queen, which we've known for a long time. And then everybody who's with her on the couch always says that, you know, like validates how much gossip she actually and how into everything she is in Bollywood.
Yeah. But I think the surprise package of the show was Sonam.
Was she? I don't know. I felt like Sonam was so much better before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The surprise package. Like, I was just like,
I felt like she did nothing.
Yeah, she was very, very demure.
Yeah, she was no fun.
Yeah, and this is the thing that I've been noticing in all of these new Sonam interviews. Like, I remember watching the Actresses Roundtable, and she was like, you know, Neerja changed me. The basically the basic
thing. It became a made her a vegetarian, basically.
Yeah, is that what happened? No, that's what she said on Coffee with Karan. On the actresses' roundtable, she was like, after Neerja, I realized that there's only black and white and there are no grays. And then these actresses are sitting around her. They're like, but as actors, we have to function in grays. Like, yeah, as our
category. All the way. Like, that's the whole point of acting. Like,
that's the whole point of film. That's the whole point of, like, characters. And, like, you know, you. And then she's like, but Neerja was such a, like, white character.
No.
And I was like, what? So, and all these actresses were, even Alibert was like, what?
Yeah. I'm
like, 10 years younger than you, and I know that that doesn't work. So I just feel like she's being a little weird.
I don't know. Yeah, so I felt like Sonam, but I think this is the one thing I do want to say about this season of Coffee with Karan. I think that it's been 5 seasons, and people have just gotten, figure out a way to go around his stuff.
And I wasn't in the questions on that good.
No, and I feel like he's trying the same thing that worked in first couple of seasons when it was new and people were caught off guard.
Yeah.
And now people are very prepared. And so it's kind of a little bit like, I think it's the show's issue that he needs to come up with something new, because I feel like the rating, the actors, everything is like nobody, like the fact that Kareena and both Sonam and both were like, I don't want to rate, and they got away with it, which in the first couple of seasons would never happen.
I mean, yeah, but like there's also same actresses roundtable. Sonam brought it up and she was just like, it's so humiliating to rate people like that. And that would never happen, you know, elsewhere. But here it happens. And I kind of get that. I just think that Karan.
That's what I'm saying. Karan has to evolve new. Because like 6 years ago it worked because everybody was so new and there was a lot more tension on like who's number one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Kareena was technically number one, but she never really did any big hits other than with Salman Khan and Akshay Kumar.
Yeah.
So agreed. It wasn't like an established like actresses like Sridevi or Madhuri, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it was different then. But now 6 years later, everybody has their own spot. Everybody does. So I think he just needs to evolve. And so that's the whole thing. I felt like Kareena and Sonam, to be honest, were interesting. I just did not find it to be like stimulating or anything. Like it was something that you could miss. Like I would go make dinner and come back and be like, oh, okay, they're still talking about random stuff.
Yeah. I think the funniest thing I thought about Kareena and Sonam was Kareena. Kareena's reaction to Ranbir stuff. And like, she was like, Deepika and Katrina in an elevator. Who don't want to be in this elevator? Put Sonam in this elevator.
Yeah.
So it's just funny. Like, because last time she was so
pro-Katrina.
Yeah. It was just interesting.
But I also think that, you know, Kareena looked, I mean, like, I know that being pregnant, she's not the first person, but I feel like she's the first person in Bollywood to come out and celebrate it that way. Like, I want to give her credit there, and I know it's all about fashion and about her people and whatever, but, I mean, she looked stunning. Like, I don't know any other actress who would have come on Coffee with Karan that pregnant.
Yeah, totally. I completely agree. When I was watching her sitting on that couch, and then she was just like, especially not in this condition.
Yeah. Don't make me say these things in front of this condition. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I just feel like she was like, you know, owning it, working it. So good on her. I'm excited to see that movie,
yes.
The Wedding.
Yes.
So we will, I hope, hopefully Sonam gets some of her fun back by then.
Even PC said this, that Sonam is going international. What does she do and what is she signed up with?
Oh, so she signed up with the agency. And they are looking for work for her.
Oh, okay. There's no. I thought she signed up with like NBC or something. No, okay.
No. She signed up with an agency and they are looking for work for her. I think that's the...
Ah, got it. Okay.
Yeah, so eventually she wants to work in Hollywood.
Okay, sure.
So there was Shahid and Meera, which was next. I am in love with Shahid, so I was a little sad to see him so happy. It's a very selfish kind of love. But, I mean, they were very cute together, I thought. You know, like, some of it was a little weird, but I'm coming from a prejudiced place where I'm like, age marriage.
Yeah. First of all, I want to applaud her for the confidence. Like, I don't know where you
That's
come from.
That's what I really liked about her.
Yeah, like, where do you come from, place like, you know, from just going to college in Delhi and then coming to limelight like this. And sitting on Coffee with Karan and feeling confident enough to answer stuff.
Yeah, like, totally.
It blows my mind. So yeah. I think that...
And calling him out. She was like, nepotism. And he's like, oh, I think it is about me.
Yeah, totally.
She was like, airport fashion. So it was, she was like us.
Yes.
Basically, she was us on Coffee with Karan. Like,
but I don't even know if us would do it right. Like, I feel like there's some, like, that's a lot of confidence. And to be able to, like, when she talks about, like, things being written about her and, like, just not getting bothered, she actually looked like she didn't care.
Yeah.
Shahid is exploratory as an actor. And from, yeah. especially in the latest ones, like, you know, waiting so long from Uttar Punjab to do Rangoon.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're two different, like, anyway. So, but I felt like there was, that they were no, they were fine and they were still finding each other and that felt cute.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see huge chemistry, sparks, anything like that between them, but who knows? Like, obviously, it's just an interview.
Yeah.
And there was nothing, yeah, there was nothing about that that made me feel like, oh my God, they're the cutest pair ever. Like, when you saw Suzanne and Hrithik, like, I know they didn't work out.
That's the other thing, though. There are people yes. who have crazy chemistry.
But yes.
Yeah. One thing he talked about was the trajectory of an arranged marriage. How, like, you meet and you're married.
Yes.
And then the love comes later.
Yes.
So maybe there's something to that. Like,
totally. I agree.
You know, when you're in a relationship, you fall, like, you get used to each other and then you get married. But then maybe there's something new to be discovered in an arranged marriage. So I don't know. I guess it works for them. But the age difference really troubles me a lot.
Yes, I know. That's just weird. And she said that he was supposed to, she thought that her family thought that they were coming for his brother.
I don't know how you get those wires crossed, but okay.
Yes, whatever. So crazy. But like, I think to your point about the arranged marriage, I think that one of the points he made was so interesting is, you know, it's, and I think that's where you were going with it, but he said that when you're in an arranged marriage, there's no expectation going into the marriage.
Yeah.
Because you don't know the person. Versus when you're in love marriage, all the, like, crazy love, passion, you expect that in the marriage.
Yeah.
But, you know, the high expectations that only go down from there.
Yeah.
Which I think was super interesting to talk about. But anyway, living together is a whole different thing. So I think that them and he did say that they fell in love after they had the baby mm-hmm. or when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Which is, again, so mind-boggling. You're like, what? Like, what? How does that work? Like, don't you need... Anyways, whatever.
And they need to have a baby, like, immediately? I mean, this is their lives, but it was just felt, like, very quick.
It was felt arranged marriage-ish. Like, it felt like how your parents got married.
Ooh. Okay.
Anyway. But so that's Shahid and Meera.
Yeah. But good on her for being, like, so good with, you know,
totally.
The whole show. Okay, yeah. So we have Jacqueline and Sid. I really like Jacqueline. I know she came across a little annoying.
I mean... It's interesting is that she kept kind of trying to justify that she's not dumb. I was like, she said it like a couple of times.
What where did she say?
She said that, you know, she's like, people think because you're happy that you're dumb. And I just want to say that just because I have an optimistic attitude doesn't mean that I'm stupid.
One time, come
on. No, but she hinted, come on. She hinted about her being a little thick. Oh, people thinking that she's a little thick because she's always so excited and happy.
So I'll tell you where my love for her comes. Yeah, yes. She's very, very good looking. She's been in a couple of movies.
Yes.
It's not like my favorite movies, but she's walking the path of the model to actress, you know, mm-hmm. which is Bipasha Basu and Aishwarya. Basically, it's a long path and it's hard to be taken seriously. So she's doing that and eventually she'll get there, hopefully. But I follow her on Snapchat. And I love her on Snapchat. She is one of my best friends, and then they are on each other's Snapchat all the time. And then
got it.
Yeah, so she's like really funny, really cute on Snapchat. I've actually seen her Sri Lankan home and like all of it. So I love her because of that. I don't think the show did a great. Like, I don't think she was the best on the show. I think she was a little like too annoying, like too giggly, too you know whiny. But I do love her. And Sid. I don't know the Sid, what's called? Charm.
I'm not either. Like, I don't know. But, like, I prefer Varun, to be honest. But, like,
between them, I prefer Sid. But
no, I prefer Varun.
Varun's, like, too Govinda for me.
Yeah, that's why I like it. I was like, oh, my God, everybody's so classy these days. Like,
I know, right? What a great impression.
No, but, like, you know, even Amar Khan was used to do Govinda-type stuff before. Like, there's somebody who has to take that space. Like, it's just funny and not like extreme, like Katia and, you know, sexy, sexy, sexy. Not those things, but like just that level of like
We should have.
Like, not taking yourself seriously.
But, okay, so when Karan Johar was saying to Sid, you could take the space of the strong, silent type, do you think Sid just looks empty to me?
I don't know if Sid's either that, either. Right? So I think the problem with Sid is that it's a space that it's very hard to crack into because Ranbir's there. And, like, he's got a couple of people in the similar spot where are good-looking and are more, like, reserved or feel reserved to the audience. I mean, obviously, we've heard multiple people talk about Ranbir's hobbies outside of, you know, that are not open to public eye.
I mean, I'm thinking of, like, Ye Jawani Hai Diwani and stuff. Like, he's, like, bam, 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 he's dancing and stuff. Like, you know, he's not...
Yeah, but Sid, too. But I feel like...
I think Ajay Devgan is the strong, silent type. And I'm like, I don't... Like, Ajay Devgan looks like he has a lot going on inside of him.
Ajay Devgan is angry. That's different. Like, Sid is not angry. I feel like he's more, like, calm. Like, I want to, you know, like... He's not pissed. Like... Ajay Devgan is like, the reason Kajol fell in love with him was because he was like half shaven beard, ready to fight the world. Like, that's what Ajay Devgan has always been. Like,
yeah, but I feel like there's substance behind the stoicism, stoicness.
Yes, whatever. But Sid doesn't have that right now.
Yeah, he's not even strong, lost boy.
Yeah, and he's not even like, he's not even strong. Like, he's not like, action hero either, which is why I like Varun Dhawan. At least he's found a definition for himself.
No, that I agree with. I like Varun Dhawan's career. I'm just saying, who would I enjoy watching on screen? Sid.
Varun, easily. More, man, Band Baja Barat, really? Not Band Baja Barat, sorry. Barbar Dekha.
I know. I completely agree. What was
But Varun Dhawan's like, the other one with Dulhania Le Jayenge, he was so good. Even Badlapur, he was so good.
Yeah.
Acting wise, come on, Varun is definitely. Sid is just questionable.
Okay, anyway, we agree to disagree. But with Jacqueline and Sid, I love Jacqueline. I don't know about Sid.
So I think Jacqueline and Sid felt very forced. Either he wanted Sid to say he's dating Alia or you date Jacqueline. Like, that was the end of the. Like, that was the point of this whole show. Like, there's nothing else happened in there.
Wow. Yeah, that was not the best episode.
No.
What did you think of Amir and the Dangal women?
Oh, yes. So I thought first, I think that I saw that before the movie, and I'm happy that I saw that before the movie because I felt like the girls are so different than how they played in the movie.
I thought they were so cute.
Yes.
Even the way they entered and everything. And they
totally.
Just looked, like, so fresh. And
which is totally different from how they were in the show. And I mean, in the movie.
Yes. And I love their conversation. And I felt
loved
like it brought out a little, like, a fatherly thing to Amir as well.
Yes.
And they teased him. Otherwise, it would have been very serious, I feel like.
Yes.
They teased him and, like, brought him out a little bit. So I liked that episode a lot.
I really liked that episode. And I thought it was different for Karan also. Like, he wasn't focused on rumors and gossip. He was actually focused on craft.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great. And I thought that he explored, like, how do people get into show business without any nepotism and things like that. Like, I think he explored cool topics with them.
Yeah.
Which I think that in the other ones, he's so focused on gossip. And, like, trying to hook people hook each other up or finding out, like, who they're hooking up with or if you're having phone sex. Random. But, like... Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know. So anyway, so I like that. I felt like it was a breath of fresh air that they, and I wish that it was in between all of these other women.
Yeah, and he would not dare to ask Amir Khan.
No, I know, right? He didn't even ask him to rate properly. He was like, chhod de. Like, he will do something else.
Oh my gosh. And the last one, PC. It's so funny because, like, I've been hanging out with a friend who also likes Priyanka and she's not Indian, and I've been telling her that, you know, oh, there's this really cool show and, you know, I'm going to send you the interview after. And I really don't want to send it to her because of the phone sex questions. We look like obsessed or something.
So I think Karan, to pata nahi what. But he has, but first of all, like, I think PC just literally, like, in the last four months, like, has shown the best of herself or something. Like, she's kind of known, and she's always carried herself well and all of that stuff, but, like, right from Golden Globes to, like, being People's Choice, as well as all the interviews she's done in between, and then now this. Like, she just looks stunning. Like, she's not doing much. She's just looking stunning. She's taking care of herself. She's talking right. She's, I don't know, I love her energy. Like,
I loved the interview. I loved the things that she, I mean, I have a huge girl crush on her, but I was like, I love the fact that she was like, I don't think I'll ever stop working. Like, you know, just small things like that.
Or like how, like, breaking into Hollywood, like, was hitting concrete. Like, she clearly went through a lot, but she doesn't talk about it because she doesn't want people to feel sorry for her.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I
and
know.
That's super strong.
Yeah, she's always been super strong, I think.
Yeah.
Like, to make it through Bollywood with all of its weird crap.
I want to go back to old Coffee with Karan, where people did not like PC. And I know that was because rumored relationship with Karan and all, not Karan, sorry, with Shah Rukh Khan and Karan and Gauri and everybody, like, just shunning her.
But that's, but, yeah.
Like, now that she's been away, and if you look at a graph, like, she's been away 8 months at a time. That means she's missing from all the gossip stuff in Bollywood for a long time.
But, you know, it's funny because, like, the other day I was looking at Anupama Chopra's film companion thing, Twitter account, and then she tweeted that the first video to have made 1 million views out of all of her interviews with Deepika, with Sonam, with Shah Rukh, with everyone was PC. So, like, there's so much curiosity surrounding her and so much love.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, pretty amazing to
watch. I know, but I feel like now even Kareena and Sonam were loving on her. When actually Sonam and Deepika came. And if you go actually look back on that, Priyanka wasn't the hot topic then.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, is that now everybody's loving on her. But
no, that's completely true. Yeah, like, but, you know, the another great thing with I think is really great about Priyanka, which no one else in the industry has, is one, she doesn't bitch around, which was so, again, evident in this.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, F everyone, I'm not going to bitch around.
But then,
like, for example, how Karan treated her, right? With the tweets and with all the rumored, like, getting her out of the industry. She's back on her couch. She's, like, gracious. Yes. And she does not. Kareena has
whole grudge. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
Kareena
totally
has said so much about her, but she was like, I love how.
Like, I feel like she'd be like, yep, I'm back, bitches. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to. Anyway, I just feel so happy for her. She was looking. And I feel like she's marked the entire path that nobody even knows what she's doing. Like, when he was asking her, like, you know, are you going to do a movie in Bollywood and stuff? And she's like, I don't know. I'm producing here and in the U.S. Now I'm dying to know what she's producing in the U.S.
Yeah. So she, one of her best friends is Mubina something, Raton, who was also, like, friends with Shahid. That's how they met, I think, or, like, connected. But she was a producer in Bollywood. And if I am not mistaken, I think she took her to L.A. to help her start bringing projects.
I'm excited to see what she's doing. Like, I mean, I know Bollywood what she's
and
producing.
I love what she's producing in Bollywood. Yeah. I love that she, not even Bollywood, she's not even producing Bollywood.
No, she's regional, yes.
Yeah, regional stuff. And she's like, you know, I love that. I love that.
I wonder.
Doing smaller films and then building up and, you know, all her films have gotten great reviews. The Punjabi film that she did, Sarva.
Yes.
And the other one, the Marathi film that she sang for. That's also gotten amazing reviews. So,
like, I'm also curious. I read a rumor that Quantico's actually, the second season did not do as well as first season, and so she forego half of her fee.
Oh wow!
For to keep it, like, alive. So I don't know if that's true or not, but I know that season two did not do as well as season one.
Yeah. It's not doing so well. It's moved from Sunday to Monday.
Yes.
Which the thing was, it was competing with Sunday Night Football or whatever.
Yes.
So hopefully Sunday to Monday will make a big difference.
After Bachelor. Come on, man.
I know. did you see the Jimmy Kimmel?
Yes, I did.
I am a huge Bachelor fan too. I was like, oh my God, Nick and Priyanka.
I know.
I'm such a loser.
I'm dying to see. Okay, we should quickly. We have so much gossip to talk about. So let's quickly finish about PC though. Like, I do want to talk about her Jimmy Kimmel was amazing.
Yeah.
I think she was pretty funny, and she's so easy and happy, and I love her energy, and I love that she's also in Coffee with Karan. She said that she doesn't need coffee anymore. Yeah. She's high on life.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And that Karan seems was like a cool place to be.
No, but that's part of why he hates her, because she's so positive.
Yes.
I loved her on Jimmy. I loved her on Jimmy Kimmel. And she has such a, I feel like everyone has a crush on her.
Yes.
Like, I know. Kimma was like just so starstruck in like. In...
And then like she's like, you know, Aubrey every time she's like, you smell so good, and she's like, yeah, I don't know why that is. Yeah. And then her People's Choice Award. Oh my god, I can't believe, like, obviously the first time she won was because she was a new TV actress,
yeah,
or whatever, and then now she actually won a dramatic against
Viola Davis.
I know, Washington. Kerry Washington,
Ellen Pompeo.
Oh my god,
pretty amazing.
That's amazing. I know. So she looked cute. What
did you like her speech?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. Like, can I wiggle? Like, something about Priyanka sometimes feels a little artificial, but that's her. So, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. It, I know what you're saying, but I'm like, whatever, dude. Just
yes, exactly. It's okay.
That's okay.
And then I do also want to call her Golden Globes red carpet and dress and her.
Sofia Vergara.
Yes, I mean, adorable. Like, she's in it. She's totally in it. And she's owning it.
Okay, so now that we've talked about Priyanka's interviews, not to compare the two.
But you're comparing.
I mean, I hate comparing, but, you know, everyone's different. But I did not love Deepika on James Corden or Ellen. Ellen was particularly cringeworthy.
Yes. First of all, I want to... heavy kudos to Deepika. She getting win to India and the craziness around
that was
it
fun.
Like, I know, I think that's amazing. Like, the fact that, I mean, I'm sure Rock will come, according to Coffee with Karan, obviously Rock is going to come to India for Baywatch, great. But I think that the Deepika clearly used her stardom,
mm-hmm,
to kind of bring that whole franchise to India, and I almost, like, it's funny because I can see the proposal of her, like, of her manager to Vin's company or whatever, like, saying that this is what she will bring to the table.
I think I remember reading in some interview that she gave about doing ethnic sex, she said, when I signed the film, I only signed on, I made them promise me that they're going to do a premiere in India, and then I signed.
Yeah, because, like, it's so, like, it's, I mean, I love that she bought, stardom.
And yeah, and I think that's why they India XXX released a week before.
Yes.
So I think she was like, I know you guys need to be here for the release, but you need to come there for
them. I know. She did such a great job. Even in UK, like, I think she bought the Indian audience. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
there's a huge Asia component to XXX, which we've always known, or like any of Vin Diesel's movies. But like, suddenly, like, with Deepika added, I think it was great.
Yeah, there was Deepika and there were like a couple of other actors from Asia.
Yes.
There was also Ruby Rose from UK.
Yes.
So I feel like the international cast. So it's been Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I looked at the numbers of XXX. It's not done well in North America. It didn't do well in India. It didn't it didn't have a good weekend. I think it made 20 crores, which is not good for a Hollywood film. So it didn't do well in India, but what they're banking on is international market. So, you know, for example, in China, I think it could do well. So, things like that. So, yeah, there's not a lot of buzz in the US about it, which is what, like, is a little annoying, like, irritating to me, because I'm just like, I'm a little buzz. Like, I asked a couple of friends.
But that's, you know what that is, right? Like, none of Vin Diesel movies are huge buzz here.
I mean, Furious 7.
Not that much. Only Furious 7 was different because Paul died. Mm-hmm. If you look at Furious 1, 2, 5, it was all Asia.
Interesting.
Like, it's very much catered to international audience. Like, here, it's a DVD watch here.
Yeah.
In most cases, like, all of Vin's movies, even that other one, Scorpion one, well, I forget which one that was, but that was also very, very much an Asian, a DVD watch here. Nobody, it's not a huge, huge theater watch or anything like that. It's never been.
Yeah.
But anyway,
what did you think of her interviews?
I thought, okay, so Ellen was awkward. She was super nervous. I almost felt sad for her, but I do want to call out that Ellen with Priyanka was also awkward. If you actually go back, like, remember there was a time where, like, Priyanka said, you meeting somebody who can dance and is smart, and you've never met anybody like this or something like that. And then Ellen says, no, actually I have. And there was an awkward silence.
I remember that.
Yeah. So, like, Ellen is Ellen. you know.
Ellen is funny, yeah.
She has and she's also sarcastic funny.
Yeah.
Which not everybody's used to. So I want to say that first. And to go directly to that to be her first interview, come on. Like, I felt her, like, if she was very nervous. And then the whole babies thing, completely. I don't understand
what. What was that? First of all, I hate when people try to pretend that they're dating for movies.
Yes.
It's so shady and cheap, you know? And basically, that's what it sounded like. And not to mention, I think they were in the comments was losing it. I don't know if you looked at the comments. But there were people who was like, he's practically married. He's had a live-in girlfriend for like years. So he's practically married. Like, what are you trying to do here? So I just, it was just so awkward. And
it was very awkward. And she was very uncomfortable. And also, Ellen gave her 3 minutes or 4 minutes. Like, come on. Like, I don't know. Like, it just felt very forced.
Yeah.
Like, it felt unnecessary. Also, I do want to call out, like, when Vin Diesel came to India and did an interview, there was one interview where he said, you know, Ranveer, Deepika's boyfriend, came to me. So, like, obviously, like, there's clear
lines. So I was like, why are you trying to pretend to this audience that you might be seeing each other? Because that's what you were left with.
I know.
I don't
know. I think she, whatever. Like, I think that she was, I think she was caught in a very awkward moment and stuff. I actually liked Rin James Gordon. I don't think she was anything wrong with her. I think she looked cute. And I think she had a better, she was more comfortable. And clearly she's comfortable with Vin. Like, you can tell. You can tell that she's very comfortable with Vin Diesel. And he helped her through. Because there were long pauses. She couldn't complete her thought.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel helped her. So anyway.
I saw
it. But James Gordon was much better.
Yeah, it was much better. Because both of them were there. Okay. Gosh, you've talked about everything.
I know, exactly.
I think one other thing I want to talk to you about was the Sanjay Dutt biopic.
Yes.
So, Diya Mirza is going to play Manyata.
Yes, and who was playing Madhuri? I felt like somebody, they said somebody was playing Madhuri or Madhuri was playing, no, Madhuri cannot play Madhuri. That would be weird.
That would be awkward.
Romancing Ranbir. So I think, I mean, Manyata, I've never known her again, like, much. I am curious to see how they show their relationship because I think Sanjay Dutt has had Rhea Pillai before, like multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm curious to see what that happens. I also heard, and I know it's way far, but right now it's slated to come in with Ekta Tiger 2, which would be a stupid, stupid idea. Ranbir cannot afford to come against Salman Khan and Katrina Kaif.
Oh my gosh. Maybe Katrina's planning this. Maybe they're planning this. Maybe
Katrina and
Salman are like, yeah, let's destroy this dude. Okay, so that is our long gossip section.
Yes, we do have to talk about Filmfare Awards.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Quick.
Yeah, quick. So, between Alia and Sonam.
Alia won!
And Sonam got the critical choice.
Yes.
I don't know that. Just give it to one person.
I know. They keep everybody happy. But I do want to call out that Filmfare this time changed it quite a bit. Obviously, Shah Rukh Khan was hosting it and Salman Khan was dancing in it. But outside of that, I felt like they had, you know, obviously Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan had, and Aamir Khan had nominations. But I feel like Manoj Bajpayee got as well. And, you know, there was a lot more, like Dangal obviously got as well. So I feel like they were trying to make it less like I bought it, you know, like somebody bought, which we have to talk about also with all the books that are coming out and Rishi Kapoor and Kullam Kulla talking about how he bought an award for 30,000 or Filmfare award for 30,000. Anyway, but
we have so much to talk about.
I know, Filmfare awards.
And how Karan Johar talking about giving rapid fire questions to Sanjay Dutt.
Yes. Because Sanjay Dutt was awkward and he was not sure if he can speak, he can say fast enough. anyhow, but talking about Filmfare Awards, I thought that they did well this year with not like completely giving it to only mainstream.
Mm.
And I'm happy for Alia Bhatt, I'm happy for Sonam, I'm happy for Aamir Khan who doesn't care about awards. I am very surprised, to be honest, that I know Diljit Dosanjh for Uttar Punjab got Best New Actor. I'm very surprised. And who is the woman who got it? Oh yeah, Sania Kher.
Yeah, right? Saimi
Kher. But I'm very surprised the Dangal girls didn't get it.
Oh yeah, that's true.
right? And all the drama about Harshvardhan and what not getting.
What did you think of that? I thought it was like in bad taste. Just let it go.
It's terrible. And the worst is Filmfare even responded to him and said a lot of the new actors, especially from big families, feel like they deserve it just because they came out from a big family.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
Harshvardhan, it's like, come on, you need to establish yourself before you go there.
Oh, he was like my new crush and this just ruined it.
Yes. This like, don't do it. Like, come on. And yeah. Especially when your sister just won too. So yeah. You're discrediting everything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Terrible. I was not happy to read that. And maybe with time. Remember how, what's his sister's name? Sonam. Remember yes. Sonam, actor.
Was mad at everything.
Hopefully in his fifth coffee with Karan, he'll be much more soft. Turned vegetarian.
I hope so. Anyway, okay. So that's it. I think that's the end of our gossip section. We will be back with trailers. We've got only a couple to talk about is the two big ones, Rangoon and Jaga Jasus.
I the walking, walk, walk, walk. Walk, 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 walk. He the talking, talk, talk, talk.
Talk, 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 talk.
I the walking, walk, walk, walk. Walk, 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 walk. He the talking, talk, talk, talk.
Talk, 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 talk.
Main boli good, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Aji haath pe rakh di usne ring.
Ring, 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 golden ring.
Are round, round, haan, round, round. Main chakkar kha gayi tezi mein. No, no, sorry, sorry. Karte ishq kiya angrezi mein. No, no, sorry, sorry. Karte ishq kiya angrezi mein. खुलम खुला दो होठों का जाम पिया अंग्रेजी में बजी एक बेल ट्रिंग ट्रिंग
ब्लडी हेल ब्लडी हेल ब्लडी हेल ब्लडी हेल
नो 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 सॉरी सॉरी कर दे इश्क किया अंग्रेजी में अरे खुलम खुला दो होठों का जाम पिया अंग्रेजी में
looking at trailers now. The first trailer we're going to look at is Rangoon. We've been excited for this. It's releasing on Feb 24th. It's directed by Vishal Bhardwaj and also music composed by Vishal Bhardwaj. And its actors are Shahid Kapoor, Seth, and Kangana. Or should I say Kangana?
Yes.
Shahid.
Kangana.
Kangana first.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you think?
I thought, okay, so I loved it. Loved, loved, loved it. Have you seen Water with Elephants or something like that? Water for Elephants. Like, it's got the same texture. Like, and I love that. It's that era. I love that they've focused in a love story in time of war. And all three look amazing. And they've actually played their parts well. And I love the chemistry between Shahid and Kangana. So I'm super excited.
Yeah, me too. Oh my gosh. Seth didn't seem to have like a great part, but I loved watching Shahid and Kangana kind of like make out.
Yes.
They look so good together. And I'm excited to see the movie. Mostly because I feel like all three are phenomenal actors. The
and Vishal Bhardwaj, amazing.
Yeah. Yes. So like everyone is phenomenal. It looks like an interesting story. Do you know much about Rangoon? Like, do you know much about...
No, I don't want to know. Like, I feel like what I see... they released a song as well recently. And I almost want to keep a distance between it. Like, because I feel like the more I know, like, I feel like it'll hinder the experience. So I'm happy. And I know it's just... I love that it's set in wartime, but it's not about the war.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
Triangle. Yeah, really, really excited to watch it. Even the aesthetic of the film looks really interesting and good.
Yes.
So excited to see it.
Okay, next up we have is Jagga Jasoos. I don't know. It says release date has been 2016 and now it's 2017, but they did release a trailer. It's happening.
Yeah, so remember how long it took to make the movie? Maybe we're going to...
I know, seriously. Little, so we don't have a date yet. But it's director's Anurag Basu, and it's got Katrina and Ranbir. It's the much-awaited. What did you think?
I liked it a lot, but it reminded me a lot of Barfi. The aesthetic is the same, which I guess a director can have that aesthetic. But, like, I didn't get a lot from the trailer. Did you? Katrina looks very... I don't know. Acting capable.
Yeah. So first, I think Katrina is a misfit. She's a misfit also in the role, because I feel like Anushka would have, or somebody like that would have done better, because Katrina is all known for her swalty, sexy figure, and somehow it's an opposite and it just looks awkward. Yeah. So I feel like an Anushka or somebody like that would have been better. But regardless of that, I'm intrigued. Like, I feel like it was very Wes Anderson inspired. Like, I did get Barfi because of Ranbir and his quirkiness, but the color palette, the energy behind it, the music, the quirkiness behind it, I'm super, super interested and excited. And I'm excited that we might have somebody like a Wes Anderson in Bollywood. And so I'm curious about it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but it seems interesting, and Katrina it doesn't do it for me, but Ranbir looks great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm a little bit suspicious of Katrina, and a little bit suspicious of the same kind of like feel, but I loved Barfi. I love Barfi. So I think if it reminds
anything
me of
Barfi, like Barfi,
Yeah. Okay, so those are just the two trailers that we've seen lately. So we're going to take another quick break and come back with the three reviews.
Yeah. दंगल दंगल सूरज तेरा चढ़ता ढलता गर्दिश में करते हैं तारे दंगल 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 दंगल
Everyone, all right, we are going to power through almost 2.5 movies because we're not going to go deep into XXX because it's an English movie, but or American movie, sorry. But we want to start with Okey Janu. So it released January 13th, so last week. Director is Shahid Ali, music composed by A.R. Rahman. It is a remake of a Tamil movie, Okey Kanmani, and actors were Shraddha Kapoor and Aditya Roy Kapoor. So what did you think?
I'm totally biased here because I am South Indian and I have watched Okey Kanmani and I loved Okey Kanmani. Dude, this movie, I don't know if you've seen Okey Kanmani.
But I have, but yes.
It's the exact copy.
Yes.
I was reading another review of the Okey Janu and it says something like, the way the light falls on like the Tamil Tara's face is how it falls in the Hindi Tara's face. Like they've got lighting. Specific, the exact. I just felt like it was there was nothing new in it for me when I watched the film. Trying to see it from a new person's perspective, I think it's a cute story. I did not feel a lot of chemistry between Shraddha and Aditya Roy Kapoor, and that kind of brought the movie down for me. Again, I don't want to compare, but there was so much chemistry in the Okey Kanmani. Mm-hmm. So I was just like kind of missing that kind of chemistry. And it just felt like it evolved very fast. What I did like, though, was the Nasreddin Shah and his wife. Yes. I forgot her name. Mm-hmm.
Lina Sampson or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah,
they were so cute. And just that parallel of these two couples living in the same house and, you know, figuring it out. That I really liked. But yeah, it was a cute story. It's a one-time watch. It was not awful by any means. It just was not, I don't know, new in a string of movies about relationships with no string, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so I watched both of them kind of side by side. Not side by side, I mean one after the other. And so it's hard to say it's not new because both of them felt new to me. Like I did not watch it 1 year in advance and then rewatching it. So both felt like an interesting story. I felt, to be honest, both were very forced. Like I did not see the reason for the movie. And it's funny because I keep going back to our conversation earlier where like a couple of months ago where we talked about Ae Dil Hai Mushkil, can we do just a romantic comedy?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like this had all the workings for it because it was not that emotional. I mean, there was the little bit of the Alzheimer's thing going on. But outside of that, like it wasn't that emotional. So I felt like this could be a perfect rom-com. It's just, there was no reason for either. Even Okey Kanmani, first of all, I did not feel the chemistry between the two at all in Okey Kanmani. I felt like they were cute.
No, together.
I felt like they were very cute. Like, they were adorable together. They felt more like friends. I don't know. There was nothing. When I think of chemistry, I think of, remember No Strings Attached? Like Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman. Like you can feel the energy. Or you feel the energy between... Like,
yeah, I felt the energy.
So I didn't feel it in Okey Kanmani. I felt it slightly in Okey Janu only because I've seen Aashiqui 2 and the pairing had. So there was a little leftover from that. But either way, I felt like the movie was totally random. Like it didn't go anywhere.
I like the idea of the two parallels in the same house. I think that's where the strength of the movie lied. And it was just interesting to see like, you know, the door ajar and then one couple and then another couple.
Totally. I completely agree. I felt like they could have done something more about it or like it felt it was going nowhere. And the fact that even it ended so randomly.
Yeah.
Like let's just get married and then... Like, and I love that they didn't end it in cancer, like Ae Dil Hai Mushkil.
It takes a special
So, like, I agree with that.
Karan Johar speaking to you.
I know. I'm so glad they didn't end it with it because I was like, as it was ending, I was like, no. Like, don't get in a car crash or something. That one was paralyzed for life.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I didn't care for it much, either one of them. To be honest, I did feel the texture and the beauty of Bombay won over Okay Kanmani's cinematography.
Mm.
I felt like and that could be more association,
yeah,
and I'm South Indian.
Yeah,
so I felt like that was much better. And so in that way, I liked Okay Janu better. I related to it more. I loved the, them going in rickshaw or in the car in the like tiny roads of Bombay. Like it just was super, the rains of Bombay. Like it was super cool.
Mm.
So that part I liked. And so for that reason only, I feel like Okay Janu was slightly better, because Okay Kanmi felt a little bit too like, it's great how I've always felt watching a South Indian movie, to be honest. It felt disconnected. Mm. But anyway. So that's my review, and I would give it like 2 stars.
I think I would give it 2.5.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we have Dangal.
Oh my God. It
released on December 21st.
So very late.
I'm sorry?
We are very late in reviewing it.
Directed by Nitesh Tiwari. Actor Aamir Khan, Fatima Sana Sheikh, and Sania Malhotra. What did you think?
Oh my God. Who doesn't like Dangal? But I, to be honest, I did go in a little bit skeptical.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, everybody loves
thinking, wait till I talk to Paro. She was like, wrestling to ho gaya, yaar. Kitna wrestling karenge? And I'm like, it's not that.
Yes. So I'm completely agreeing. I went in skeptical because I was like, I just saw Sultan. And then also, like, it only comes with like, all this baggage. Everybody should go watch Aamir Khan's movies. So I'm like, well, the other movies also. It's like,
I mean, but there's a reason anyway. For that.
Yes, agreed. Hands down. Amazing. Like, I loved Aamir Khan. I loved the girls. Like, how did he even find all these 4 girls to act that way? Like, that itself is like there was no flaws. They were all so, there was just amazing. They felt like they've been acting forever.
Yeah.
But I guess when you do 1 year of acting and then shoot it at the end. So I'm assuming they acted forever. But anyway, I really liked it. I felt like, I felt that it was a little too exaggerated in some parts. And because it was a real story, I felt like they should have left it a little bit truer. Like, I know that they did the disclaimer up front that only the 3 characters are the same. The rest, most of it has been exaggerated. But it felt like it was a little too exaggerated because it came from a real life. Like when PK happened, you know, there were things in PK that felt exaggerated. That's fine. It's movie.
Yeah, it's fiction.
This one, it felt like a real life story, but exaggerated. So I couldn't quite, I wanted to believe a lot of it and then I wasn't sure. And so that kind of created a little bit of more questions, but overall, I mean, amazing, amazing actors, amazing cinematography, amazing story, and Aamir Khan's like God. Or
I completely agree. I actually went back and looked up the fight scenes. I was like, what? In the final, Geeta won in the first 2 rounds? She like creamed her opponent from Australia, by the way.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not fair. I like, what about the huge, you know, the 5-pointer she did in the movie? But, you know, it was artistic license, I guess. But yeah, that was a little bit weird. I really, really loved how they made the story. And just to like,
and if you guys have seen it, I don't need to say more than that. It's like just a very, very well scripted, very well acted, well made story. But like, just to step away from it a little bit, there have been a lot of debates about how it's like feminist and all of that, which I agree with. And there's also been a little criticism, like, why is Aamir Khan the center of the story, the male dude? Like, why is it not the girl? And is it okay for him to treat his daughters this way? Whatever. But what I love about Aamir Khan in all of his projects, I think, whether it's Satyamev Jayate, whether it's Piku, Rang De Basanti, anything like that he's done, like, as intellectuals, I feel like we subscribe to a higher, more nuanced version of everything, right? Like, we've studied ideologies, we know feminism, we know, and we can critique it at that level. But his films are one of the few films, and one of the things that I love about Bollywood is that it reaches the masses. It reaches every corner of India, regardless of your background. And I think, like, the fight to not have a male savior or whatever else, you know, you can talk about in a classroom is so many steps ahead. But like, Aamir Khan is just like one step. Like, he takes that, he keeps it basic is what I like about his films. So in that way, I really enjoyed the movie as well. I know there's a lot of criticism, but I feel like...
No, but I think I agree to your point. Like, I feel like his whole point is that he's not creating a movie to the elitist.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's very much commercial and mass, and he celebrates that. He celebrates the right, the everyday people, and he celebrates, he hits intellectual, but from an overall storytelling versus getting it all right all the way.
Exactly. And that's been my argument whenever someone, I'm just like, at least like Bollywood is such a crazy powerful tool, because it's so powerful in India, and I'm just like, it happens to reach everyone. So like, where Beifik Ray can't reach everyone, Amir Khan's films somehow always managed to, and I don't know if it's totally a conscious decision he takes, but I really love him for it.
Yes, agreed. So I would give it a 4 stars.
Yeah.
I mean, 4.5. Like,
four
I
and a half,
know.
Dude. I'm giving it a 4. Yes. Yeah. I think that's the highest you ever rated it.
I know. I mean, amazing. And I stand corrected.
Yeah, you're tight. So, yeah. Okay. Next we have XXX. So what did you think of the movie? And then we just specifically talk about Deepika.
Yes. So overall, XXX, like, I don't care for Vin Diesel movies anyways. You can fast forward through most of them, or you can not watch it all the way. Like, it's just, I've always watched a DVD. So this is the only one that I had to make an exception because of Deepika to go watch it. It's a stretch.
Yeah.
To watch a Vin Diesel movie, because it doesn't require theater attention.
No. And it's like, I mean, I completely get like superhero movies. But
it's not even that.
Yeah, but like, you know, those kinds where there's like someone who's like, you know, riding a bike
like
on
X-Men
water.
Like X-Men or something, yes.
Yeah, but the way that even like, I'm thinking Avengers does it, or the way even Terminator has done it.
Yes.
It's completely different and completely, like, there is some sense behind it, or some, like, it's just very well done. The story has to be a little bit tight, where, like, Terminator has failed, I will agree with that. But, like, it has to be. And it just wasn't with this.
Yeah. Specifically for Deepika, I think, I think that I was very surprised with her role. Because I was under the assumption that it was just one of those with female roles in Vin Diesel movies, which I think she had, amongst all the female, I think she had the most interesting role.
Yeah.
Meaty role. And I think, to be honest, I feel like she might have actually the equal number of scenes when Priyanka comes in Baywatch. Because I feel like in a male-oriented movie and Baywatch, Priyanka's competing with Zac Efron and Rock.
Yeah.
So I feel like in the end, they might actually have the similar, which was totally not my impression when I first went in, because I thought it was just going to be another, you know, like much like Tom Cruise movies where there's a woman all the time, or even James Bond movies.
Yeah.
Like, they're so forgettable.
Yeah.
So I felt like hers was the best. I almost loved she owned her Indian accent. Like, especially after watching Coffee with Karan with Priyanka, where she's like, you know, I have to have a dialect coach and who teaches me how to say, you know, how to speak English in America.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I love Deepika owned that. And I thought her action, like, even her first scene when she does the splits, and she didn't do it probably, but doesn't matter. She does the splits and she holds that door with her leg.
Mm-hmm.
She looks stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, I was proud. I was super proud, and I thought she did great. And they even kissed in the end. Like, say what?
Yeah, I think I loved her accent for sure. I think she owned it. She made it work. And her role required like no accent, and she just spoke the way she
speaks. Exactly.
And like owned it as like an international person.
Yes.
That was good. She looked really, really good.
And her action scenes were great. I think, I mean, in the role that she was given, I think she was totally amazing.
Yeah, I think she was great in the role that she was in.
I don't want to give this a rating, because it's just useless, because XXX sucks.
Yeah.
But Deepika was great in it.
Yeah, I wish she was, I don't know, it still feels a little bit grimy to me, like her debut. And I just think that's because of the film. Like, it just feels a little shady. So I don't like that. I feel that way. I feel like I want you to see her in something better.
I don't know if Baywatch is any better, though, the more I think about it.
No, I think Baywatch is...
Baywatch is as grimy. Like, the TV show wasn't as... I mean, it was one of... It was people's guilty watch.
But okay, but Zac Efron and The Rock are not to be, like, trifled with. They are, like, huge stuff.
Yes, agreed.
I don't
know. Agreed.
I liked...
But it's got a lot of other women who are just there for the sex part, you know, being a sex symbol.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Pamela Anderson came out of Baywatch. So, I mean, I don't even know... I don't want to go further than that, but, like... I don't know, like, either of their choices are, like, that unique or, like, that that classy. So I feel like, I honestly feel after watching Deepika, I'll be surprised if Priyanka has much of more of a scene, much more of a
role,
yeah. Like, I don't think she'll be Demi Moore in Charlie's Angels, which is what I thought she would be, but I don't think she is going to be.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about Priyanka when we get there. But I
yes.
wished that there was a better movie for Deepika. Like, I was not...
I don't know. Even the pilot of it, I was just like, I don't want to... I don't know. I wish there was something more simpler and, like,
yeah,
better. True. But maybe that's asking for too much. But she was great in this role. I think she... whatever she needed to do, she did. And she was comfortable and good and looked great.
Yes.
Kudos to her.
So that brings us to an end of this episode. It's been a long episode.
Sorry, guys.
But I think we had to get a lot in. But we'll be back next week with Rais and Kabul.
Yeah, looking forward to one of them.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
मेरे सवेरे हुए से जितने अंधेरे हुए बंदरे खोए खोए से मेरे सवेरे हुए मिट जाए तेरे जीवन से जितने अंधेरे हुए तू लहर खुशियों की तू ही तो है उजाला मेरी सांसें तुझसे चले मेरा दिल रो रहा है पुकारे तुझे अब ये रास्ते मेरी सांसों के तू आस है मेरी तू प्यास है मेरी तू है